Now, when you go home, or when you stay here, and you open up your Magnificat and read these readings over again, ask yourself, this symbolic feast of the total gift of Mary of herself to God, why do they pick these texts? What do these texts have to do with that? There's a mystery here, right? A mystery not in the Agatha Christie sense of the term, you know, something hard to figure out. A mystery is a dimension of God's plan revealed to us. This dimension of his plan is the holiness, the total dedication of herself to God. That is Mary's whole life. That's a mysterion. That's a work of God. That's a revelation and an encouragement. So, now you've got to pick the readings for the feast. That's your job. USCCB called you up and said, get us the readings for this feast. Where would you go? What would you do? Good question, isn't it? You see how you could go home and try? And it would be good for you to think. So they pick this text in Zechariah 2. Sing and rejoice, O daughter Zion. See, I am coming to dwell among you, says the Lord. Many nations shall join themselves to the Lord on that day, and they shall be his people, all these many nations. Shall be his people. And he will dwell among you. And you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. That's the prophet speaking. The Lord will possess Judah as his portion in the Holy Land. Phrase hardly ever comes in the Bible, right? And he will again choose Jerusalem. Silence, all mankind. In the presence of the Lord, he stirs forth from his holy dwelling, from heaven, to come down here. Let's work on this for a little bit. They're saying, of course, sing and rejoice, O daughter Zion. That, of course, is the way Gabriel greeted Mary, right? Rejoice, O favored one. That's why right away she knew there was something going on, because this is a messianic prophecy. And he's saying it to her. And she knows the scriptures. She knows this. I'm coming to dwell among you. In fact, I'm going to dwell within you. And you are going to give me my human nature. Now, how do we get an idea of the total gift of self that Our Lady made of herself to God, which is at the basis of all of this, and the whole idea behind this feast? Whether historically, as I say, Our Lady at the age of 3 or 4 was given by her parents, Joachim and Anne, to be brought up in the temple, far as we know, they never did that. Now, we don't know everything. Every day we find something else that we don't know. But the notion, how do you get an idea now? God has chosen her. I'm going to dwell within you. You are going to be the most glorious creature I have ever made. That's why the responsorial psalm, you see, the Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. Now, how do we get, you know, the words, my goodness, we hear them all the time. Everybody knows the words, the whole idea, Mary was chosen, she was really holy. And how do we make it real? This is the day when the church stops to celebrate this awesome response of Mary, the Almighty. The Almighty has done great things for me. Okay, Mary, name five. Why don't we name them for her? She was immaculately conceived. She grew up probably in a home raised by two saints. From very early time in her whole conscious life, she knew and loved the Lord. You know, we're trying to give our lives to the Lord. You know, one day we make it, one day we don't. You know, in the morning we do great, in the afternoon we blow it. What if to be like really consistent? Do you see the courage, the guts, the strength of will it takes? Now, blessedly, she didn't have to fight with all our concupiscence and all that sort of stuff, because she was immaculately conceived. But it's a struggle. And she lived by faith. Don't you think every once in a while she said, is that really God? Am I really the mother of God? And she had to learn. That's what the gospel is all about, right? She and some of the relatives want to talk to him. Well, they love him. And he's out, you know, overdoing it. You know, they thought he was crazy. You know, he is so zealous that people will know the Father. He's healing people, preaching, talking. And they say, you know, that you got to come, you know, you got to go down to Rehoboth for a week. You know, I mean, you can't go on like this, you know. Is that what they were doing? Who knows? But she had to grow in faith. She had to grow in faith. And faith, the heart of faith, is in the will. Right? You know, I don't have to will to know that 2 and 2 are 4. I have the evidence. But I have to yield to the Holy Spirit moving my will to say, Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God. It's true. But I don't have the evidence. I have the attraction. There's a beautiful passage in St. Thomas where he talks about this. You know, that he's a poetic kind of fella, sometimes, anyway. The divine light comes to our heart. And it's so beautiful. It's appetible. It's desirable. Knowledge, truth, the light is so appetible. We want that light. And so we yield to this truth. You see, the light does two things for us. It enlightens us and it attracts us. Faith is a light. It's a way of knowing. Now, this young woman, without a shadow of sin, inundated, still had to live by faith. Jesus said, who's my mother? Who's my brother? Anybody who does the will of my Father, they are brother, sister, and mother to me. So she went home brokenhearted. Not at all. Not at all. She rejoiced to hear those words. But she had to grow. Reach. You know what I mean. Yesterday there was a little baby sick, right? Today he's okay. You have to reach out and will. This is in God's plan. Don't you? That's, you see, and the deeper we love, the easier it is to believe. And of course, the more experience we have of God coming and blessing and helping and forgiving, the easier it is the next time. But you see, we're so used to knowledge being domination. If you want to build a bridge, you better dominate every single aspect of that, or the whole thing will fall right into the river, right? That's the only kind of knowledge we know. But if I were to say, like, do you love your wife? Prove it. How do you prove it? Well, I do this, this, this. I'm nice to her, you know? Or I'm nice to him, you know? Not enough. There's the aura of glory that goes beyond our poor little minds. And it takes our will to bring us there. That's the aura around divine truth. So she grew, thrilled to death. What a lovely thing. Everyone who does the Father, they are mother to him. What a beautiful thing. She's thrilled to death. Because her love is so great. You see, this is why there is the light by which we know, and there is the light by which we yield to what we know. Great example there, the blind man. Do you want to see me? Yeah, yeah, of course. So he heals his eyes. Does he see him? Only partially. You remember how that story goes in John 9, huh? Do you believe in the Son of Man? Well, who is he, Lord? I mean, I'm the Son. Yes! And he adores him. That's the greatness of Mary and the greatness of this feast. And that's why, you see, now I didn't look up the history of this feast. Maybe I should. Where they got these readings from? They sound to me like readings from the Eastern Church, but I don't. I'd have to look it up. But didn't you wonder? You sat down, reading from the book of the prophet Zechariah. Why Zechariah? Sing and rejoice, O daughter Zion. See, I'm kind of getting it. You see, why these readings? Why do we do this? Why do we just have the offertory, the consecration, the communion, and go home? Why do we have all these readings first? So that our poor little mind will enter into the reality we're celebrating. Prepare us, this precious gift of the Word of God. So, today, take some time to pray. You can say the rosary and make this one of the mysteries. Just every day, Hail Mary, would you explain this to me? What does it mean you gave your whole life to God? How do you do that? You know? Yeah, in the big things, but I mean all day, how do you do this? And ask her. You see, faith is a way of knowing. And we are enticed, aren't we? I want to get it. Well, then you're going to have to stop sinning. Okay, I'll quit sinning. Now let me have it. That's the way he gets this. Because you can't understand this without a pure heart. And we don't want to go to the trouble to have a pure heart. Pure enough so we don't go to hell. But, you know, like really pure. And he entices us. Wouldn't you like to end this day having a deeper grasp of the way Mary loves God so we can imitate it? Wouldn't you like to do that? Well then, stay alert. Because there'll come times today when you can will to believe and you start to know more. Now God could have done this another way, right? I am God, I said this, you will believe. Yes, sir. But it's not what he does. The light by which we believe, you see, the blind man, Now he saw with his eyes. Ah, you're Jesus. Did he see? Not until he made that act of faith. It's the same Jesus standing there. But the true reality begins to enter his soul. And he agrees to it. That's faith.